Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is J.R. Robinson, and once again, I would like to welcome you to When He Speaks Erotica from a Man's Perspective. And as always, like I do, I need to show appreciation to everyone who supports this podcast. Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to talk about ladies. You cannot have side chick energy if you want to be a wife. It's not going to work. Also, my question for the night is, would you be willing to let your partner have access to your phone? So please do me a favor. Sit back, relax. Go ahead and, you know, do what it is that you do. And I'm going to do the same thing on my end, and I'll be right back with the question of the night. So my question of the night is, would you let your partner have access to your phone? Personally, it depends on the situation. If I'm in a committed relationship and we trust each other, then I don't see why not. But if we just start now and we don't know each other that well, then yeah, I'm going to hesitate on that one. I'm not real big on, you know, having people go through my phone. And it's not because I have anything to hide. It's just certain things in there I don't want someone to have access to unless they're someone that I care for, you know? So to be able to just hop in and hop out and just go through my phone? Nah. Mm-mm. You gotta be Mrs. Robinson for that, you know? But that's just me. You know, I'm very, funny when it comes to certain things like that. You know, I don't just leave my phone laying around because I have a lot of personal financial information in there and other personal business that I don't want anybody to be able to access. You know? So this can be a very difficult answer. I mean, question to answer. You know, because, you know, on one hand, you don't feel like you got nothing to hide. You don't, at a certain point in your life, if you gotta hide and be sneaky and do foul shit when it comes to, you know, being in a relationship with someone that you care about or that you're really trying to get to know, then you're not ready for the relationship, you know? When you're at that point where you're comfortable and that person has meaning to you, that wouldn't be, letting them go through your phone wouldn't be a thought. Because it's like an automatic feeling. On the other hand, you may feel that your phone is your personal space and that, you know, you have the right to privacy. You don't want nobody invading that privacy. You know? It's just weird how there's so much emphasis put on relationships when it comes to the phone. You know, I mean, everything from taking too many selfies to why can I have access and see who you are talking to? Or let me go out and buy a tracking device and track the last person you talked to or look up online who you've been talking to. Or see your location. I was blown when I found out that the phone had the capabilities of letting someone else know exactly where you were. And I understand GPS systems, tracking, you know, being in the military, I've seen it. But to let people have that much access to you, I think it's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be some type of parameters put in place on privacy, but we don't live in that type of society. You know? Everybody is watching everybody. On my laptop, I put a piece of tape. Even though I know they could probably see me through the screen, I still got a piece of tape on my camera because I feel uncomfortable, you know, with people having that much access to me. But anyway, I didn't mean to jump off the topic. There's a few schools of thought on this one. And one of the biggest things that comes to mind when you're dealing with this type of question is trust. You have to feel like you can trust someone with the access to your most personal thoughts and information. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I love this person enough that I have nothing to hide. Because you don't want to get fucked up, get sick, and you can't talk or you can't communicate, and you got your phone locked, and you got personal information. You know what I'm saying? That would be a crazy situation. And now the person is trying to figure out how to get into your phone. So you got to have somebody that's on your team. You got to have someone that represents you if you can't represent yourself. And that's rare. That's rare. Oh my God. Because I can remember a friend of mine, he gave access to his phone to this young lady because he just felt like it was right. And he was sick. He was, you know, getting sick. And he wanted to make sure that his woman had his back. And when I say she had his back, his front, his pockets, his bank account, his social security number, his credit card numbers, she did the number on him. Left him fucked up. It took him a while to get it back on point. And now he has one of his nieces taking care of him, taking care of his bills and helping him. Because he couldn't, at that experience that he went through with that woman, he said, I'll never trust someone. I wouldn't even trust my wife. If I was to get married now, he said, I probably wouldn't trust my wife given what had happened to me. You know? And that's bad. Because you want to have, you want to wake up or you want to look over and see that the person next to you is the person who you can count on when you're at your lowest moment. I gotta know that you ride with me. I gotta know there's no shit that you gonna bring up from my past and hold it against me when I'm fucked up. I'm in the hospital, I got a heart attack, but you mad with me because you done went through my phone to call my sister or my cousin or my kids, and you see that I have a picture where someone is doing something crazy to me way before you. So you don't call my family until I done croaked. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope nobody experienced that. But you never know with people. You know what I'm saying? You never know what a person may go through when they are like, when they encounter something that they don't expect. If someone sees a picture of someone giving you oral sex and it's not them, will that person do right by you? And let your people know that, you know, you need to come see him because he may not make it. Or will they just wait and be like, well, before he died, I had his information. I chose not to call because he fucked me up. He got some pictures of some woman giving him oral sex. Man, I hope nobody goes through that. You know, and I'm not saying I have any pictures like that. Any pictures that I have that might discriminate, that might, you know, be questionable, I have erased everything. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of pictures in there that's but they're not bad, you know. So when I feel like I'm getting close and I might be time to depart this world, I'm just gonna shut everything down and, you know, give it to my kids. Whichever, you know, one who wants to go through and get the information that they need, then it'll be there for them, you know. But yeah, it trust is huge. It's important, very important. Another thing you want to understand when it comes to giving someone access to your phone, that it helps prevent arguments. If you and your partner are constantly arguing about something that happened and it's on your phone, then giving them access can help them, can help prevent the argument. After all, they'll be able to see everything that's going on, and then you'll be able to provide context for any argument that do occur, you know. Another one is that it helps you stay connected. With that, you may have someone who need to know where you're, where you at every second of the day. And you might even feel comfortable letting someone have that type of have that type of energy, you know. I don't think it's good to let someone know where you're at every second of the day, even if you're married, you know, to say, hey, this is where I'm at, and when I'm done, I'll let you know. That being able to track me and see what I'm doing, and, you know, knowing every single thing that I'm doing, I have a problem with that, you know. But that's me. That's me. A lot of people don't feel that way. Some of the negative things that comes with having issues with the phone and let someone have access is a major invasion of your privacy. Point blank, period. It don't get no more defined than that. Another thing, it leads to arguments. Because if you're constantly arguing and that person goes to the phone and see something pertaining to the argument, then guess what? The argument is going to escalate, because now they have proof, and the proof is on your phone. Also, if you let someone have access to your phone, and it's, you know, and if it's a bad situation, you can disconnect from one another. Because you may have a situation where your partner may feel like, you know what, they are just too involved with that damn phone. They're not paying me no attention. Every time I look, they're talking to somebody. They say they're talking to some female, but they could be talking to some guy in a cold. You know, they could be talking in cold, or, you know, something just don't feel right. Something seems fishy about this situation. Who's she talking to all the time? You can't talk to me. You're constantly sleeping, or you're too busy. But then when I'm around you, you're talking to your girlfriend, your so-called girlfriend. So, you know, that can cause a big disconnect. I think one of the main issues about people having access to the phone is the locking of the phone. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't feel that you should lock the phone around them, because if the phone is unlocked, it makes them feel, make them feel at ease. Even though you may not be doing anything, they'll still go through the phone and see to make sure that everything is on the up and up with you. Or they may have heard their girlfriend or some guy say, you know what, I went through my wife's phone, and, you know, she had pictures of some male stripper, and he was bigger than me. So I questioned her, you know, that's what you want? So him feeling inadequate made him go through her phone and question her because she has a picture of a stripper. Come on. It's not that serious. If you're in tune with your partner, you know, understand that sometimes they may want to look at something other than you, you know? Everybody's different. Yeah, the locking of the phone is like it's like a no-no in a relationship, especially a marriage. And I understand it. If we're girlfriend and boyfriend just kicking it, yeah, okay. I may not like it, but okay, you're doing it. But we married. If we done stood before God and vowed to be as one, and you got your phone locked, it's going to be a problem. Personally, that's just how I feel. I think at the end of the day, it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to let your lover have access to your phone. If you trust them and feel comfortable with them, that having that access to the phone, then go ahead and give them that access. However, if you're not comfortable with them knowing everything, then you might want to reconsider letting them have that access. Ultimately, it's your decision to make, and you should do what you feel is right for you and your relationship. And on that note, I'll be right back with the topic of the night. All right, so I'm back with my topic for the night, and it is, you cannot have side energy if you want to be a wife. That's right, ladies. If you give any type of indication that you're okay with being a side chick, guess what? That's all you're going to ever be. Now, every so often, you may have a guy who comes through and treats you like a pretty woman. Check out the movie Julia Roberts and Richard Gere. Classic. Every once in a while, you're going to have the white knight come through and sweep you off your feet and make all your dreams come true. But the majority of women who has the side chick mentality, you're going to stay there. You're not leaving that environment. Because if you give a man any indication that you're okay with that, that's how he's going to look at you. He'll never see you as a potential wife because you made it clear or you made it easy for him to label you as a side chick. And given what has happened in the last 20, 30 years, a lot of women have accepted that role. Now, don't get me wrong. There are guys who are side dudes. Me being one, I've experienced it a time or two. I knowingly messed with someone who was married. But, you know, I was told that they were breaking up, but come to find out, she was full of shit. And a couple of times I didn't know. So, it can happen. But if you doing it and you know that the person who you're creeping with back and forth, well, I'm sorry, the person that you're creeping with is going back and forth and having feelings for you and having feelings for their spouse or their girlfriend or whoever they're fucking with, then you put yourself out there to be the side piece. You knowingly have placed yourself in that position. I think being a side piece take unnecessary energy, you know. A lot of men welcome it, but once they're done with it, it's like, okay, I'll call you. You don't need to text me. You don't need to say happy birthday. I'll call you. You don't call me. But on the flip side, there's no denying that some people have found being the side chick to be interesting, while others have hoped that something serious comes from it. And like I said, there are some guys who will rescue who will rescue a woman and take her out of that side chick environment, put a ring on it, let her meet his family, his mother. Because if you're a side chick, you ain't meet nobody's moms. Trust me. That's not happening. Also, the term is primarily used. Well, I think it originated from the music industry. You know, like rap videos or you know, certain videos that had women as extras or had them for the sexiness, you know. And although other groups of people use it as well, I think it's a derogatory term to describe women who have boyfriends or husbands and are involved with other men. And it's commonly used to refer to one's girlfriend, as well as someone that you can have a one-night stand with. So it has its meanings, you know. And from the look of it, it's very negative, in my opinion. You know? What is side chick energy? It's where a person isn't fully committed to someone, and they find being in a situation that's flirty and fun to be okay, while not being fully invested in that person. They like being spontaneous and not tied down. Why is it important to be a wife and not a side chick? Just the question alone states the reason why. Side chick, wife. As you say it, you feel the energy when you say wife. When you say a side chick, it's like, oh well, you know. But when you say wife, it has a undertone to it. It's like capital letters, where a side chick is like lowercase. You know? There are many reasons for why it's important to be a wife and not a side chick. I think when you're a wife, you're committing to one person, that one man. You letting it be known that, hey, we're a team and we can overcome anything. Whereas a side piece is like, you really can't depend on them unless you have something to offer them, being money, being some type of assistance with something. And they can come and go just like that. One minute in your life, the next minute they're not. Another important reason to be a wife and not a side chick is it comes with respect. If a man has a wife, I'm not going to attempt to say anything other than, hey, how you doing, this so-and-so. Whereas with the side piece, hey, what you doing? I'm on my way over. Put your son on the couch. There's no respect in that. There's no, you just feel, you're filling a void that I need to fill. Also, it helps eliminate drama and an unnecessary stress when you have the label as a wife. And like I said a few minutes ago, it makes you feel like you're part of a team. Because when you're married, you're working together towards common goals and interests, things that will help strengthen your relationship and help it become more stable. How to avoid side chick energy? First thing you want to do is try to be exclusive as possible with your partner. And if you're not exclusive, it's more likely that your partner will see you as a potential side chick or someone who's not serious, someone who he shouldn't invest no time into. Second, make sure that you are getting enough attention from your partner. If you think you're being neglected, it's more likely that other people are involved and you're just a number. And finally, try to be understanding as possible. If your partner has someone else, don't get too upset. Instead, try to understand why it happened and work on fixing the problem in the relationship that led to it. The best way to avoid having side chick energy will vary depending on the person. However, if you try these few tips, then you might be able to bypass someone considering or seeing you as a side chick. And the first thing you want to be is be transparent about the relationship status and what you're searching for. Next, you want to communicate openly and honestly with your potential partner. Then, both you and your partner need to be on the same page when it comes to monogamy and respecting each other's boundaries. Also, avoid situations where you might appear like a side piece. Something like a threesome? Yeah. If a man come to you and say, hey, I want to do a threesome with you and my girl, or, you know, I want to do a threesome with you and a girl, most time you're like the side piece. Because if you're going to have a threesome, everybody should be on the same page. Everybody should sit down at the same time and say, okay, this is what we're doing. But if they come to you as, hey, we need you, they already done made a decision without you. So you're like the fluffer. Okay, next. Why are side chicks not fan of men? Okay, women who are considered side chicks are not fan of men for various reasons. For one, they are treated like second-class citizens by their male partners. A side chick doesn't get the same level of commitment or respect as a primary partner. Side chicks often think like they're being used sorely for sex and not emotional connection. The last one is very true. You are pretty much a sex toy to most men. Unless you got something to offer, unless you have an understanding when both of you, you know, have decided that it's not going to be a serious relationship, it's going to be what it is, and nobody catch feelings. So, if you don't have that understanding, accept the fact that you're only someone to have sex with. You're only the type of person who I just want to see every so often. And it's on my terms. You can't summons me. You can't booty call me. I'm the one who put that plan in effect. What to expect from side chicks? A sexual relationship with no strings attached. A lack of commitment or emotional connection. A lower level of importance than a primary partner. You're not important. You're what you got going on. You got a flat tire. You better call your cousin. Your kid needs some lunch money. You better call your baby daddy. You're in jail. All right. Just let me know when you get out. That's how men look at side pieces, side chicks. There's no importance there. None. You get Nathan. Nada. And of course, these are easy and fast rules and you will experience with a side chick. And also, you have to accept those rules. That comes with taking the label as being a side chick. With the exception of some who may have extraordinary skills to level themselves up above side chickism. That you might, you know, if you got a little special skill, or if you doing something different than most side chicks are not doing, then yeah, you might get VIP status. But if not, you just among the many who are considered someone to get with when I feel like it. And it sounds harsh. It sounds like, you know, you being used, but the bottom line is that's exactly what it is. You only serve one purpose. Now, I may take you to a ball game, or I may take you to dinner, but you're not going around no work functions. Nobody from the job gonna meet you. You're not going with my boys and me. And if you do go, we're going to the strip club, eat wings and drink shots. And I need you to, you know, give me a couple of dollars so I can give old girl. That's how we look at women who are considered as side chicks.
Now, a lot of people, a lot of men may not be as upfront and honest about this, but trust me. Trust me. Men that you know who say they're not this way, who don't have this way of thinking, they're full of shit. They gonna tell you that in order for you not to look at them as fucked up. And I don't care how people look at me. I don't care if people say that's fucked up for you to think like that or to be that way. Okay, that's your opinion. But I'm just telling you how I've seen things. I've been in the Navy. I've been in the National Guard. I've been on a couple of jobs. I've been to college. So I have met guys with the same mentality or somewhat similar to what I'm talking about. We as men have one-track minds. Now, we can think out of the box and we can think beyond sex. But once we, you know, finish doing what we got to do, finish working, finish hanging out, finish watching sports, and whatever, then our mind go right back to relationships, love, commitment, sometimes, and fucking. So if you're not the main girl, if you're not the one who I am willing to make Mrs. Robinson, then guess what? You're a side chick. Or you're someone who is not as important for me to marry or to make my main girl. It's just not gonna happen. There's something about you that doesn't elevate you above the side chickism status. And like I said, that's just the way of the world. I didn't invent this theory. It's been around longer than me. This goes on with corporate America. This goes on in hospitals. This goes on in colleges. This goes on in high school. This is the mentality of men, side chicks, women, and side dudes. Consequences of being a side chick. These consequences are many and they varied. One consequence is that you never will be the focus of someone's attention. Then you will find yourself in a position where you're competing for the attention with other women. Also, you may never have the level of trust that you would have with a primary partner. And finally, you think that you're living in someone else's shadows. Okay. Like I said a few minutes ago, you're not the focus of attention. Maybe for that moment when we're together and we're laughing and joking and drinking or whatever. But when that evening is over, if I got somebody or not, that's it. I'll call you. Or I'll reach out to you. But other than that, don't bother. You know? I know plenty of guys who have fell in love with side chicks and have married them. I know some side chicks who's been side chicks for 20 some years and are happy with it. They're happy. I know a few that want to get married. If they man was to say, hey, let's get married, they will jump at the opportunity to get married. Now, they don't stress it now because I think they have adapted to his way of thinking and how the relationship has been for the last 25 plus years. But you let that man say, hey, you know what? I want to make you an honest woman. I want you to have my last name. You can best believe their ass down to that courthouse or they calling their cousin, Orlando, be the wedding planner. But look here, I'm dead ass serious. If given the opportunity, you know, a lot of women will jump at the chance to elevate above being a side chick and becoming the main chick or Mrs. blah, blah, blah.
Competing for other women's attention. Kind of like a no-brainer. You should already understand that if he doesn't see you as the main chick, he has more than one woman. You know what I'm saying? Because when a man say, look, you're who I want to date exclusively, he has, well, hopefully he has axed everybody and removed them out the picture. He has trimmed that lineup. He has cut everybody he's given their walking papers, and he's made the right choice, which was you. Now, if he doesn't choose you, he doesn't say we're exclusive, he don't put a ring on it, if he doesn't make you feel like you are the only woman, if he don't let you look through his phone, then you're competing with other women. When a man is ready, he knows it. And he's ready. When he's ready, he will pick the woman he wants to spend the rest of his life with. Well, he think he picked the right woman. For some women make you feel that way, and then they get with you and they lose their goddamn minds. And they like, man, what the fuck? How did I get here? But for the most part, when he's centered, when he's done playing, even when he's sick, when he ain't got no more lead in the pencil, he still will provide you with the necessities and the love and the understanding and everything that you need to make you feel happy and not feel like a side chick. But he has to get there. He has to get there knowing that he chose the right person. Now, while some side chicks may enjoy the carefree lifestyle, I don't think it would be helpful for them to have that mentality if they're seeking marriage or a successful marriage or a successful relationship. Because like I said earlier, if you let a man label you or dictate you as someone who's a side chick, that's where you stay. You don't grow beyond that point. And in the long run, you're just going to be another chapter in his book, another notch in his belt. Just someone who wanted to have fun, who wasn't ready for no commitment, who didn't feel like she wanted a commitment, wanted to do her, wanted to be independent, and she got bypassed. Now, once you get tired of being independent and doing your thing, then you're ready to settle down. But guess what? You don't put it out there that you doing you and, you know, get with me when you get with me. I just want a little dick every once in a while. So once you have planted that seed and it grows, then that's where you're rooted. That's where you stay. You don't blossom. You don't become. You don't find happiness. You become one of those women who has the label of a side chick for 20 years. Now, to bypass that, find you somebody that you really want to be with, someone that really want to be with you. You work at having a great relationship. You understand that you have good days and bad days, and you are willing to get past those good days and bad days and build off that. And from that, you may develop, and you may never, ever be a side chick. On that note, I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast, for liking, sharing, subscribing, good looking out. I appreciate everybody. And
If you got anything you want to talk about, anything you want me to talk about, hit me up at whenhespeakserotica@gmail.com. And if you hit me up, just be respectful. You show respect, you get respect back. And on that note, man, y'all take care, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.